Happy Thursday, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're going to be talking about mountains to climb and things that in our life that are going to pass eventually. And it's really interesting how we may look at trying times in our life from a distance, or maybe after a year or two, or even just a week or a day have gone by. And those trials now can seem really insignificant. And yet at the time, they were so difficult. And it can be hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel or the way out of those at the time. So why do bad things happen to really good people? Shouldn't we just be immune to trials and hardships in life if we've lived a really good life and we're good people? And, you know, unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. Although, God, I wish it would. I really wish that if I, you know, live a good life, that nothing bad would ever happen to me. Don't you wish that? I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't wish that. But I found this inspiring story online, and it starts with the, you know, now this has happened to me, so what am I going to do about it kind of philosophy. And it's about a man named Martin Gray, and he was a survivor of the Warsaw Ghetto and the Holocaust. And he writes about his life in a book called For Those I Loved. And he tells how, you know, after the Holocaust, he rebuilt his life. He was a survivor, but he rebuilt his life. He became very successful professionally. He married, he raised a family, and life seemed really good after the horrors of the concentration camp. And then one day, something unthinkable happened. His wife and his children were killed when a forest fire ravaged through their home in the south of France. And Gray was, understandably, really distraught. And he was pushed almost to the breaking point by this tragedy. But people urged him to demand an inquiry about what the cause of this fire was. And he took a very different approach. Instead, he chose to put all of his resources into a movement to protect nature from future forest fires. And he explained that an inquiry into an investigation would only focus on the past and on all of his pain and his sorrow and blame. And instead, he wanted to focus on his future. Wow, right? Pretty unbelievable. Now, he went on to say that an inquiry into this fire would set him against other people. You know, it would force someone to look at, you know, was someone negligent? Who was at fault? You know, setting out to find someone to blame, accusing other people of being responsible, you know, for your misery, he says, only makes a lonely person lonelier. Life, he concluded, has to be lived for something, not just against something. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's so interesting. Life has to be lived for something, not just against something. He said that we need to get over the questions that focus on the past and the pain. Why did this happen to me? And ask instead the question which opens doors into the future. Now this has happened, what should I do about it? That story reminded me of a young family that I interviewed several years ago, whose two little girls were killed in a really, really horrific accident. A pesticide technician had applied way too much pesticide outside the family's home for a vole infestation, and it seeped into their home, and it made all of them very sick. So sick, in fact, that the two youngest children, two little girls, they were beautiful little girls, died. And instead of showing anger toward the negligent technician, they said during their first press conference that they had a lot of compassion for him and that they forgave him. That was their very first press conference. And their attitude was so inspiring. And it inspired people all over the world because they were just so sweet and compassionate. And they never went after, you know, who was to blame, or, I mean, it was pretty clear that this technician and this company were responsible for what happened. But this family never said that publicly. They never went after them publicly, and they really just took the high road. And I think their example just touched people all over the world. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have a story like that, I'd sure love to hear it. You can share your inspirational story with me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall. And this has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm going to leave you today with He Leadeth Me by Dave Tinney.
Blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught, whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me, His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters calm or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me, His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine, content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that His faith.